President Rice with Rogers State University is our guest on Community Connection.
Since the year 2000, first class graduated in 2002, we have some unique degrees, molecular biology, where we place a lot of students in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great nursing program. We got a great business program. We're a pipeline for ConocoPhillips. ConocoPhillips and P66 are both great supporters, as well as many other small businesses. The community's a great supporter. The Lions Foundation helps us. Bartlesville Chamber, we have a lot of great supporters here, but mm-hmm. we have a lot of degrees. You can get several degrees here in Bartlesville. You'd have to ask Rhonda Ryden or Angie Thompson probably exactly how many different degrees, but we mm-hmm. have several degrees that you can get on the ground here in Bartlesville, coupled with some online classes. And so we're very proud of the fact that we're in Bartlesville. We're changing lives and providing a pipeline of talent for business and industry.
Now, I have two nurses in the family, two of my daughters. I understand that the nursing program here is so good. When they hear you're from Rogers, they say, Shortline, you get over here. They're in such high demand because of the excellent education they receive.
Thank you, Tom. And Will Rogers, who's across the street from our Claremore campus in his tomb, he said, if it's fact, it's not bragging. So you're absolutely correct. And it is a fact. We did a partnership with the Jane Phillips Hospital here a few years ago to take their LPNs to RN, a bridge program. And there were years we had a 100% pass rate on the NCLEX, which is the big exam, routinely for the nursing program. If wherever you enroll in at Rogers State, we have a high in the 90th percentile passage. We have now transitioned from a two-year RN to a four-year degree program. The hospitals are wanting a little bit longer educated nurse, so there's still plenty of two-year programs around in the community colleges, but our market, the hospital said, we would like you to go to a four-year baccalaureate. So we did, but we also have a bridge program because there's thousands of two-year nurses out there that are wonderful RNs, and that they know if they're going to move up into administration or have other responsibilities, mm-hmm. supervisor position, they really need a bachelor. So we have created an online two-year to four-year nursing degree program for those associate degree nurses who are fully RNs, but they may need a bachelor's degree. So that's online. We still have the traditional on-ground course for the person who just desires to get a four-year degree in nursing. And, mm-hmm. and they are, you're absolutely right. The RSU nurse is a brand.
Now, the MBA is one that is really popular these days. I mean, it's hugely popular. It has been. But now, when you put that out in lights, folks are knocking on the door with a little bit more interest?
Yes. And this fall, in 2 weeks, the MBA is fully online. It started on mm-hmm. ground. We're small, and we have to work slowly and develop things. But we believe our online courses should be quality, so we have we're part of a national measuring mechanism called Quality Matters, that every online course has to meet certain standards, mm-hmm. and we're recognized for that. And so we moved our MBA to online, and enrollment is really, really good, and we can accommodate more students by it being online.
Sure.
So we're very proud of it. Accounting will be online in January, so we offer We offer on-ground courses, we offer online courses, and we offer this unique thing called blended courses. You might come to class for one day, one class, and you have 2 hours online. So we have online, on-ground, as well as blended. So higher education is changing, and we know that we have to adapt to our customers' needs. And many of our customers are place-bound, and or they're because of their job or because of their family situations or whatever the situation. Mm-hmm. They prefer to take blended classes or online or on ground as the choice may be.
We're talking with President Rice with Rogers State University. When we talk about the added value that RSU brings to our local community by educating the workforce and affordable tuition, that really lives up to what we're saying here, because we were talking about having people in school who are now anywhere from just getting out of high school to non-traditional students and people who are trying to make a better life for themselves, and they're finding success with this wonderful resource we call Rogers State University.
Yes, thank you. And let me hasten to say we've got a great partnership with Bartlesville High School.
Mm-hmm.
You can take concurrent enrolled classes your junior and senior year. We're working on a pilot project to hopefully develop that on down to sophomores. As I mentioned, higher ed is changing. We're offering more micro-credentials. We're offering more in the high schools. You know, it's people are wanting more education quicker and mm-hmm. on their time. And so our partnership with Bartlesville High School, our partnerships with Tri-County is wonderful. We have a great pipeline out of the community colleges just over the border mm-hmm. and up at Independence and Coffeyville. So we do have a lot of data to prove that we're value added to the Bartlesville community as a pipeline for business and industry, and not just business and industry, but also in the nursing, also in the social sciences, mm-hmm. The accounting. So we have a variety of degree options, and some of them are just 2-year programs. Some of them, Tom, are what we call micro-credentials. They may only be a year or less. So a variety of lengths of, depending upon your immediate goal, you may want a certificate, you may want an associate degree, you may want a bachelor's degree. And we know that it's important to have multiple entry points. Our MBA, for example, has multiple entry points. You no longer have to wait a full semester. And we're developing a multiple entry point for our nursing program as well.
That sounds great. I like the concurrent high school enrollment. This is something I wasn't familiar with until, about 10 years ago, I guess it was, that it started becoming very mainstream in parts of the United States. And so many kids who know that that's what they need, that's where they're going, they've got the time, they've got the interest, they've got the spark, they've got the absorption rate with that fresh mind of theirs. Why not? I mean, it's an opportunity just waiting to be seized.
You're spot on, Tom. The state of Oklahoma funds, for the first year, they fully funded it, but they fund the tuition for high school seniors. We go ahead and pick up the tuition for juniors. So mm-hmm. the students really get to go half price. The students has to pay their fees in most cases,
sure.
unless there's some extenuating circumstances. A lot of the tribes, if you're a member of a tribe, they'll pay your help with some of your tuition and fees. But basically, you have your tuition free if you're a junior or senior in high school. And we want that. We know that some of those students will come to Rogers State when they get out of high school, mm-hmm. graduate. Some will not, but it still has benefited the student. It still benefited the community. And so we're excited about the developing and how we're going to develop even down to the sophomore level, where a student at Bartlesville High School and other high schools could potentially have a associate degree by the time they graduate high school.
That is just amazing. That is really getting ahead of it all and getting ready to be that adult that's producing. And you've got that under your belt as you walk out with your high school diploma. You got your associates right there, too. I mean, you're equipped. That's really something else. We've got some graduate numbers here for 2019. That's pretty darn good.
Yes. Yes. We have, first of all, Bartlesville is our largest. We serve several cities.
Sure.
But the concurrent enrollment from Bartlesville is the largest in our system. We're very proud of that. We'll graduate from all three campuses. We'll have a graduation commencement in May, and we'll graduate between, there'll be 600 or so eligible, 400 to 500 will actually mm-hmm. walk from the various disciplines. So we do have some great graduation rates. And let me hasten to say that 50% on average, 49 to 50% of our students will graduate debt-free. And that's a big deal, Tom, when you can graduate today from college debt-free. Of those, if you're on the other side and you're the 50% that have debt, the average debt that we have is $19,000. That's very affordable. You know, that's about a third of a new pickup truck.
So relatively speaking, it is.
It is. And so we're very affordable. We're still supported somewhat by the taxpayers of Oklahoma through the legislative appropriations. But we also raise private money. And so we get a little state money. We get mm-hmm. tuition and fees from our students. And then we put some private money into that mix. And we have a private foundation that funded $850,000 worth of private scholarships last year.
Wow. So. Communities do come together to take care of not only the students, but the school, the institution as well. And you can't put a price on that.
Absolutely. It is priceless. And, you know, we really like the fact that we're changing lives, but we're taking individuals who may have been in a minimum wage or mm-hmm. a difficult job and helping them get a degree. And speaking of that, there's a statewide project called Reach Higher. And it's good for any any state school in Oklahoma, and we have it in Bartlesville, we have it in Pryor, we have it in wherever, but we have it in Bartlesville. It's called Reach Higher, and this curriculum is the same. No matter where you go, it's an online curriculum called Organizational Leadership, and it's specifically for those adults who never finished their degree. Oklahoma lags behind the nation in college degrees, and so this is a big push, even from Complete College America, but more specifically in Oklahoma. So you can enroll in this degree online, and the courses are all standardized, and you'll have a degree. You have to have 70 or more college credits. It doesn't matter if you're 25 or 85. If you have 70 or more college credits, you can enroll and finish your bachelor's degree maybe even change your occupation, but depending upon what your needs are. So we're very proud of the fact that we're part of the Reach Higher program, and you can do it right here in Bartlesville.
Amen. You got to do it. You got to do it. Some people get that senioritis and say, I got a job, and, well, 20 years go by. Wow, I could have had a better one. You don't want to be that guy or gal.
Absolutely.
You just don't want to be that one. Any stats following employment, following graduation? I know that the nurses go out the door as fast as we can put them.
Absolutely.
And I know that others are very much sought after as well with that degree from Rogers.
Virtually every one of our students have a job. They either have a job by the way, we encourage students to work while they're going to school. We believe that it's not a foreign concept to work and go to school and graduate debt-free. So we're willing to help you with scholarships. We want you to work a little bit. And so many of our students have jobs while they're in college and undergrad. Mm-hmm. But at least 85% of them will have jobs when they leave. Regional university graduates we have a lot of data that shows that they stay in Oklahoma. They mm-hmm. don't leave Oklahoma. We're very proud of that. So the majority of our graduates, as well as any other regional college, they will stay and work in the communities where they've gone to school and attended class. And so we're very proud of that statistic. And so let me tell you just some more stats. 50% of our students have to have at least one class, remedial class, in math, English, or science. They may have a 28 in reading or whatever, but they are deficient in one area. And it doesn't matter if they come from Kansas or Texas or Oklahoma high schools or big school, little school. They're deficient in generally one area, either in that area is either math, English, or science. So we help them take a blended class to make up that deficiency. And so they go on and graduate. Many of them are first in their family. Many of them are from rural. Many of them are from impoverished parents. And so we really are a part of raising the tide in Oklahoma for us to have a better educated populace. And the statistics are out there. The more education one has in their community, the more educated individuals, the better the cost of the quality of life, the more valuable the earnings are over that individual's lifetime. If they have any college or any career tech training beyond high school, you have to have some training beyond high school to be able to really have a secure job in a training or a skill. And so the more education you have, the more you're going to make in your lifetime, and the better quality life you'll have, the more you'll invest in your community.
President Rice, I can't tell you enough, but that's a very welcoming thing when you're talking about a student who probably will be a very good student, but for one reason or another, just kind of lag behind in one thing. What a welcoming atmosphere you're providing at Rogers State University with this approach, because so many universities, not here. They shut the door on you. And here we are. We're saying, hey, if you're willing to work, we're going to give you the opportunity. And that's really what it's all about, finding that opportunity and taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. Well said, Tom. You could be a recruiter for us. Well said.
When we talk about Rogers State University, we have some local people on our foundation boards. And they're wonderful.
Yes. I mentioned our private foundation. We're a state university, so we have a private mm-hmm. foundation, has its own board, its own governance. And, mm-hmm. and we have three wonderful members from the Bartlesville community. We have individuals all over Northeast Oklahoma. We have three mm-hmm. from the Bartlesville community. Now, give a shout out to Kyle Hubbard at Arvest and Marty Scholin Thaler at Tate Boys Tires, and then our wonderful retired to P66 friend Bob Pomeroy. Those three guys work diligently day in and day out mm-hmm. with Angie Thompson and others in the community to promote Rogers State. Not just, yes, they raise money for us, but they also are ambassadors in our community. I meet with them frequently. They give me guidance, and they're terrific businessmen, and we're always looking for one more great foundation board member. We only meet three or four times a year. We meet once in Bartlesville, once in Pryor, and then the remainder of the time in Claremore. So it's not a huge amount of time and meetings, but thank you for mentioning that. We could not operate without our foundation board members and our community supporters.
If people want to know more about Rogers State University, our website is available.
It is. Our website, you can just Google Rogers State University.
Get right there.
It's right there. You can Google us. We're out there. You can go downtown, and we're in the old former city service. Mm-hmm. We're very proud of the city service, world's headquarters city service building, former Masonic temple building that we occupy downtown with the flags flying with our name on it. So we're easy to find, but the easiest way is just to go online and Google Rogers State University, and you'll be able to find employment opportunities. You'll be able to enroll online. You'll be able to do just about everything that you want to do online, or you can pick up the phone and call us at 918-343-7613. That's a switchboard at 918-343-7613, and we'll transfer you to any campus, to any department. But go online, take a look at us, and remember, year in, year out, about half of our students graduate debt-free, and we're very proud of that.
That is saying a lot. President Rice with the Rogers State University has been our guest on Community Connection. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Tom. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to returning.